check in the new wheel.
Bird just looking right in the window.
Yeah, that's that red
belly. What kind is he?
Red belly woodpecker.
He's cute. He has red hair on his head.
You know they do. I got a little bird.
Sit down. Help your arm too.
We just came by bringing a flower. And to see how you've been getting along. Haven't seen you in so long.
Well, we just.
Hadn't seen anybody in so long. I'm gonna put it in something else. I can't believe that you got dahlias that big.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
not
my
dahlias,
biggest.
That's
the
big
one.
The other ones are smaller, but that is the biggest one so far.
Oh, dahlia.
Dahlia.
Well, that's the way they come, you know. People used to, I don't know, pinch all the buds off except one, and then they get one great big one.
Yeah.
And
I was gonna bring you up, say the word.
Gladiola.
Hi, guys.
She can't say gladiola. She says something else.
Gladiola.
Gladiola.
But that I've used forever.
Hey,
how's
everybody? Well, they seem to be all right. We had the little Burks here. I thought they were going to be here long enough to go see people, but they didn't.
What Burks?
Guys,
I'm sorry we got
you
up.
Oh, children?
Yeah.
And you all went home. And they left. And they didn't stay for a little while. So, we just been
lazy.
Lazy. So, we thought I'd stay that way.
Got a fan right up there.
Yeah, you move your refrigerator going. About to get ready for the end, huh?
How do you like this for a nice, pretty day?
You know, it feels fallish to me. Real, it's been that way all summer, spring, or whatever this season it is. Feels real like it's kind of a nip coming in. I can't believe it's summer. We're going to ride down and see a school where Judy's going to be teaching next
year. I got
year.
A job.
She's got a job. Look at her. She's got a job.
Isn't that good?
Why, yes.
I'm so proud of myself.
She's a teacher in Marion County.
Why, Judy?
I wrote Aunt Hazel about it this morning.
Decided
to tell her.
Have y'all heard anything from her lately?
Well, we had a little note from her. It's about the last 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was. I don't know where that letter is. Maybe I can find it.
Oh.
Now we just want to know if she's getting along all right.
Yeah, she's getting along fine. Anyway, she's not traveling anywhere, but she's getting off. Well, we're in Marion County.
It's about, it's 15 miles south of our house. It's just right, it's right down the road a piece.
Oh,
it's
Reddit.
Mm-hmm. It's called Collier.
Golly, that's right here.
Mm-hmm. It's down a little bit, but it's
we know where Reddit is.
Mm-hmm. It's down
I think it's off of that old road that used to go to Ocala.
No, it's further past that. And you turn to the right.
You turn the curve there to go to Ocala?
Yeah, you go further on down and then
know that.
To the right.
Becky worked out there one summer in Head Start at Ocala.
I guess you can get to it that way, but I haven't tried it yet. I've only been to it once.
Have you just got it?
Just the day before yesterday. Haven't signed a contract
Friday.
Yet. Just shaking
Friday.
Hands on it. Friday. That was the day before yesterday, wasn't it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I didn't go to town at all till late yesterday. We rode in to put some mail in the box, and I felt like it was Sunday afternoon, and I can't get straight. You know how you get mixed up on your day.
Yeah.
Judy did the grocery shopping.
Mm.
I stayed home all day.
Well, at least you got one close to home.
Yeah. There was another one that they had down in... the heart of Ocala that was a kindergarten. Oh dear. But I went up to talk to this other woman and she just hired me right there. So that was nice. I thought it's right near the house.
Well, I'm surprised that you know, jobs are a little hard to that they're not just begging for pieces.
Well, they are some places, but some it's
not
hard to get in Alachua County. You know, there's so many student wives, I think, that eat up the jobs. I don't know of anybody. I can't think of anybody that we've known that's ever gotten a job in Alachua County.
Really?
That's right. Can you think of anybody?
Not right off hand.
I don't know why it is. Of course, now the older people get jobs, like Jerry Hodges. She's been teaching there for years, and Annabelle Cox.
Well, she's secondary also.
And the secondary teachers, but just to start out, jump out of school and start out, they don't generally get them.
Mm-hmm.
But really, this is pays more money than Alachua County, and it's
one good thing about it.
To go than if she had to go through Gainesville to get way out on the other side to some school.
That's right.
It's a good trip. I mean, you know, 4-lane highway and easy driving to get to it.
By the ranch.
Yeah, right by the ranch. Every morning, there goes Judy. Oh, Lordy.
But are you going to keep going to graduate school?
No, I'm going to quit.
She's quitting it, and next week, if she can live through this
week,
she's going to quit.
And I'm only taking one real graduate course. The rest of it applies to it, but, you know, I'm only taking one graduate level course, and I'm just so sick. I've been typing for about 3 weeks now, and I just... Nancy and I might... go down to Bogota and teach summer school down there. Becky can get us jobs. Of course, it's illegal, but we're going to do it anyway.
Not about being illegal. Who cares about legality when it comes to money and jobs?
So
Nancy.
Mm-hmm. She might just tootle on down there with me.
Nancy and Judy were going down for a little trip, and Becky wrote and said that she might could get them jobs teaching. She's supposed to teach for 5 weeks. And if she does, they just go and hop up next week and go down and work.
What do you know?
All sorts of things happening around here. Becky and Gerald be coming back the last of July.
Oh.
Gerald has to be at Kentucky for, I guess, for orals about his dissertation.
The first of August.
So he would come back a few days early and go up there. And then if these other two things are down there with Becky, they'll all come back at the same time.
That'll be interesting. I've decided I'm going to wear a parachute on the plane.
Judy's scared to fly.
I'm going to carry one in my little boat. And I'm going to get one of those, you know, tote bags like mine and put it in there and hide it. And then after I get on the plane, I'll put it on my back. And if they tell me to take it off, I'm going to parachute out. I'm not going to get in a wreck. Not me.
Why, Judy, you know you can wear out a parachute if you want to.
Well, I didn't know they'd let you. I didn't think they'd let you get on the plane with one on. You know, scare the other passengers after death.
Don't tell me you jump.
I probably would if it was going to crash. Of course, I'd land in the water. I don't know what I'd do. After I got down.
That's kind of silly.
But
well,
that sounds
very
interesting.
Well, you just stay down there 5 weeks
whether
you're teaching or not.
Well, that's a little bit long for me. I don't know if I could, the food especially. I'd have to be getting something to keep me down there besides, you know, just I'd stay down there with Becky. But the food
if they stay over a month, they have to pay a lot extra on the plane fare. It's not tourist fare. So if they don't teach, they'll just wait and go a little bit later and stay under a month, you see, so they can get their round trip ticket cheaper. Basically, we're paying for it. Take them to this trip now. I got to see what I can do about it.
I've called up the travel.
I
called up the travel office and talked to them, and we had no idea that the increase was that much on the fare. And when she said it was $226, I almost died. And I said, look, I said, don't you have anything cheaper? Well, yes, we do. And I said, what is it? And she said, well, it's a prop plane. And I said, a prop plane? And she said, yes. She said, and it makes, goes several times a week to Bogota. And I said, well, when does it leave? And she said, I mean, you know, what time? She said, well, it leaves Miami at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think the thing with moonlight is a crop duster, you know, in the afternoon, it dusts the crops, and it's not, goes to Bogota. And I said, you know, that flying time from Miami to Bogota is about 2.5 hours. And I said to her, I said, well, you know, it leaves at 3 in the morning. Well, when does it get there? And she said, about 9. And I said, well, it must make a lot of stops down the Central American coast. She said, well, not exactly. She said, it's a nonstop flight. It just goes a lot slower than the other. I said, darn it, I'm surprised it stays up at all.
It was 3 to 9.
6 hours.
6 hours.
And usually it's 4 hours longer than the other one.
And you just it just takes you 2 hours.
Yeah. And what if it holds more than 4 people?
She died.
I wouldn't even
get 6 hours in the air.
And you know how Nancy is. Nancy pinches every quarter, but she said she'd go on the more expensive one since Mom and Dad were paying for it. Of course, if it was Nancy, she'd be
on
the crop duster.
No, she said she wouldn't go at all. She'd stay home before she'd go on that. Y'all sure got a convenient bird feeder.
Oh, so you can just...
We had to put ours, Bob put ours out in the yard where the squirrels couldn't get to it. Did you see it?
No.
It's just on a pole, on iron thing, sitting up there like that. And we put it out there, and it wasn't there 2 minutes before the squirrel was up and had eaten. So he went out and greased the pole so the squirrel can't get up, you know.
Yeah.
Just greased it
good
with an axe or greases.
And
it
can't get up?
And the squirrel can't get up there.
I'm waiting
to get it.
Yeah.
I want to see the squirrel try to.
Yeah.
We tried greasing the pole.
Did he try?
You know, I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
But we now have seen another squirrel up there, so I'm sure they can't get up. They would if they could.
What did he grease it with?
Some kind of axle grease.
Yeah.
I mean, grease he had down in the oil or something he had down in the basement.
Yeah.
He's been painting the house and he's been about to run up crazy.
Mm.
He's been painting the eaves of the house.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he's got dye all in it, you know, to keep the,
bugs,
can't stand
dirt
off of it, Bill Ness, around.
Oh.
And so he put that in the paint, and then he gets up, and when he gets down, he's got more paint on him than the poor house ever thought about having. He gets it in his eyes, he comes in and washes his eyes out, and there's poisonous stuff all over him. But he finally finished it up this morning. He's been all around the house with it.
One side of the house he had just finished painting and went around to look at it, and there was a dirt dog already making the nest up in it.
The paint's
so
not
mad.
Dry yet with all the poison in it, and there's
it's
a dirt dog. He's about to have a fit.
And that's what poison's for.
Yeah,
yeah,
to kill them.
Yeah,
to kill
to
them.
To keep them off for a year. We'll keep them off for a year.
Well, you hadn't had a chance to kill him yet.
I know, but they built a little house about that big. You would think they wouldn't get anywhere near it.
Wouldn't last that
especially
long.
Especially since it's real fresh and just put out there.
Yes, and get it on their feet and all.
Yeah, maybe it'll finally kill them, but in the meantime, they've built in a mud nest. Oh, Lord.
Well, how long has he been up to that?
He has been painting about a week, hasn't he? More than that. He started and did the back. That wasn't so bad, but the front is so hard to reach.
The eaves are so much bigger, too. They're about
that
four.
That tipsy ladder, you know, he puts it up there and then up and down, and he doesn't even have anything to hang his paint bucket on. He's got this drippy paint bucket and this brush.
Yes, and he's swinging from a ladder.
Oh,
well, I thought he had a good ladder.
He's got a good ladder, but it's not a painting ladder. You know.
Oh, yeah,
you
need
a
scavel
or something. He's going to do it the hard way. No, he paints front and then he turns around and backs up and paints. Oh, Lord.
It scares you to death to
I
watch
him. I
thought
he wasn't going to live through it. No, we weren't
swinging
but we did.
Well,
and he gets on a project, he's going to do it if it kills him.
I oughta been in on that because I get a lot of dirt dabbers.
What do you do with them?
I just get a stick and knock them down. That's all I know to do.
I take the hose and wash them down when I see them.
Yeah.
I like to get a real strong bead on them and wash them down.
Sure.
Because they come right back.
Sure.
You just wash them down again.
But we have been using this stuff. He did this once before. I had the colored boy. One of these
I don't think he painted it. Did he paint it or did he just wash it with it?
No, I think he had ALC paint it. Mm-hmm. And then last year he had the Florida Pest Control go around and squirt it, and that didn't do any good.
Oh, it didn't?
Just sort of a waste of your money.
Oh, really?
So he decided he'd put it in the paint.
What is...
Well, look,
there was a guff spray or some kind of spray that they told us about, and we have... It was effective for a while. I don't know.
Look, Bob worked those children up there right smart.
He hasn't worked them in years, several years. L.C. was the one that was working, and he went down to St. Petersburg. I don't know whether he's still down there or not. And then the next one was Larry had helped, but he was too little to do it by himself.
Yeah.
So we've been getting a boy off of the Wakahoota Road over there. He's been coming.
There was one before L.C., though, that had an odd name.
Shep. Shep was L.C.'s older brother.
And
yeah.
He was there for a while.
And then L.C., how are those Mitchells? Are they still all living up there?
Oh, yeah.
How'd they work?
How many? I don't know. You all used to be right pretty good to them, didn't you?
Yeah, we used to help them out, gave them a lot of things.
Fed them.
But this boy does the thing by himself in about three and a half hours.
Yeah, but it's hard to get him. He was in trouble up in Gainesville with his school business.
Yeah, he's been out of pocket this year so far.
He's been out whooping it up. So he's hard to get a hold of now.
But L.C. and his brother used to come out there and take him all day to mow.
Then they go fishing a little bit too?
Well, yeah. They fool around, Bobby let them fish after they finished. But we always gave them breakfast and then gave them drinks. And, you know, they stop and rest and they want water. And this boy comes and he stops in and he mows and he goes home.
Well, that's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah. I think Bob stop him and give him a coke.
Yeah, he has to stop him and give him a coke and a package of crackers.
In the middle of the time. But it takes him about 3.5 hours and he mows the whole thing.
Who was that one that made him so mad the last time? That Daddy told him he'd pay him so much money to do it and he did half of it and
that
he took the money and went home. Oh, what? Boy, they didn't like that a bit.
I think we just going to have to get a ride and mow or something and let Bob do it himself. And he's fighting that. He doesn't want to do that.
He doesn't want to ride?
He's afraid of it because of the hill.
No, he said he could get a pulley one. You know, one that just pulls
that's not a ride then.
No.
You just walk behind it. Those turtle mowers.
He said if he got one of those mowers and paid that much for it, he'd feel like he had to mow it himself all the time. He didn't want to do that. So he keeps his broken down one for the colored boy.
Horrible.
Oh, so he can't get him, and then he'll change his tune.
Well, it seemed like Shep's name sounds familiar. He's the one that...
He went into the army or something. The last time we heard from him, he was in the service.
You mean they take him?
They took him. He was the one that got a job. He was walking around town with the umbrella.
And a hat.
Yeah.
He had a hat, some kind of like a little derby hat, swinging his umbrella walking around.
Yeah. And then the last time we saw him, he was home on a furlough or something. But now L.C. went down to St. Petersburg to work, and if he ever came back, I don't know, because in the meantime, we quit coming out after him.
Oh,
so
you had to come get him.
Yeah, get him and bring him home.
What was that about the hat swinging it?
Daddy went over to get him one day, and he was walking down, wasn't he walking down this road down here? And he had on a hat and a cane, swinging a cane, you know, like he's ready to go out into the world, take it off.
Dapper young man.
Yeah.
He had a job for a while working in a restaurant uptown somewhere.
Now that was...
Shep.
And then L.C. was the next one.
And Shep turned out to be a sport?
Yeah. He was quite a sport. And he was defending the United States of America, too, somewhere in the...
They made him substitute a rifle for his umbrella, though.
Yeah.
And little old Larry, Larry must be grown now.
Yeah, he's probably big, pretty big.
Well, I can remember Robert talking about all those boys, but Shep is the one, and it seemed like he had to do all sorts of things to get Shep through the yard.
We used to pet him along of the whole family.
And then it'd take you a day or two to get over it.
And then by that time, the weekend was on you again. You
had to get it over
again. no rest for the weary. and run out and see if they could come, and then run back, you know. And before they got a phone, I think they finally got a telephone. But for a while, we used to come after.
You're telling us they've got a telephone.
Huh? Are they on your line?
I bet that's something.
I was trying to get a number one night, and I recognized George Mitchell. He was calling long distance. And he talked to this man, and he was just hooping it up, so glad to see him. And that fellow was seemingly trying to act glad to see Joy. And they were sort of swapping notes as two's getting along best. And that the fellow down there kept saying he was coming up here when his vacation come around. And George apparently couldn't match that. And I felt I flinched a little bit for George.
Poor George.
He's in a permanent one, isn't he?
He thought he took a loss on that one, huh?
Oh, yes, the other man just rubbed it in. It seemed to me that he was rubbing it in.
I bet he was.
And then he was afraid to come up here. He was afraid of what they had to eat. And whether the houses were screened or not.
Well, he ought to be afraid. He better look again.
Well, I see my regulation not clear on it, but I got interested in that conversation. We got an 8-party line, you know.
Hey,
you can hardly fit.
You ought to get something out of you, Mike. We don't get
cold. You can't use the phone.
Well, enjoyment and
amusement. 8 parties, golly. You really got something.
You wouldn't think they still exist. That sounds like the old.
That seems like a real old fashioned one, doesn't it?
And anyone who wants to call us on the weekend is just too bad, as a rule.
I guess so.
Telephone rang a little while ago. I didn't catch it, but we don't expect any calls on the weekend.
Well, we are mixed up with the other Lees out there now. Mm-hmm. Every people get, you know, look in there and see Lees, so they call. And we get calls in the night, in the middle of the night.
And you think it's for my dentist, you know?
Then we got two dentists. They have a Dennis Lee as their son, and then Dennis at our place. And so we just get really in a
one
state
boy
of
called
confusion.
Up one night, and he said, Dennis there? Mom said, no, he's not. Boy said, didn't he say, well, where the hell is he, or something like
no,
that?
No, he didn't say. He said, where can I get him, or something? And when is he going to be there? I said, well, he won't be back here tonight. It was about 20 o'clock.
And he said, well, you mean he's moved into...
I said, you might could get him at his apartment in town. He said, but isn't this his lake home? I said, no, it is not.
And Mom didn't realize it was
just about... I thought he was talking about Dennis Winslow, you know. I thought, well, now he's got a lot
the
of...
The nerve
of
him, he's got a lot.
Tell his friends this is his lake home.
You know, that crazy Dennis Lee came screaming down in my yard the other day, and I was taking a sunbath, and he said, come on, quick, help me catch this bird. And I said, Dennis, just go home and sleep it off, because he drinks like a fish. And he said, I'm serious. He said, come on down here and help me catch this bird. And he had this big old fish net. And I said, well, what kind of bird is it, Dennis? He said, it's a peacock, and it's flying around from tree to tree. And I thought he was just downright crazy. I said, Dennis, just go on back home and go to bed. He said, come on down and help me catch this bird. So I walked on down there, and sure enough, there's this huge peacock just sitting up in a tree looking at all the leaves running around underneath the tree, trying, you know, waiting to get him. And he finally caught the peacock, and he has it in a cage. And then the dog got a hold of it and pulled all the tail feathers out of it. So
somebody told me it didn't look so good now. The dog is gone.
Oh,
oh Lord.
That's right. But it took Chef a good long time to get over that yard, didn't it?
Oh, all day. We used to come get him early in the morning. It'd be
eating breakfast and about 3 or 4.
Yeah,
afternoon.
It'd be the middle of the afternoon unless they had a big rush to go somewhere. They wanted to hurry up, you know, and leave. And two of them usually mowing.
And when you got him over there, you fed him before he started working.
Yeah, Bob felt sorry for him. He said they needed breakfast, so we always fed them breakfast.
two eggs and a piece of toast.
Well, we're not eating now. Bob's lost how many pounds? 12 or 13 or 14 or 15.
I don't know. You make me sick, though. I weigh more than he does.
Me and Judy now have a fat one sitting.
It's horrible.
He's got to lose his pants. We're going to have to get some suspenders to hold him up. He's gotten so thin. Seth's on a certain diet now, and I can't get him off of it. Wants the same thing every meal because it's good for his diet.
I'm glad to eat that. I'd go bananas.
Mm. Not bad.
You never did just sit down and figure out how much it cost you to get Chef to mow that yard.
Lord, no. Cost plenty.
What? I don't even remember what Daddy used to pay him.
I think about all the extras.
Oh.
I don't know how much. I don't remember how much he used to pay them. He pays this boy. Doesn't he pay him $5?
I think so. To mow it.
To mow it. And I think it used to cost about that to pay the other two boys.
Together, he used to pay
him 75 cents an hour or mm-hmm. something like that. But the best thing to do, of course, is say the job is here, you do it. And instead of paying by the hour, because you know those people are taught, drag it out as long as you can, because George has done the same thing. He's been over there and worked, you know. He dug a drain field or something, and oh boy, you just have to keep your eye on him every minute. Keep it moving, you know. He'll sit down and rest half the time. Then he makes a dollar. And how much an hour? A dollar and a half, something like that, when you rest half the time.
Oh, George has been over there himself.
Oh, yeah, George has worked over there for Bob. He did some cementing. Didn't he do a lot of cement?
Mm-hmm. That back place and back of the bathroom.
He's helped with the drain field several times, digging it and that sort of stuff.
Well, I always figured he couldn't afford to work. And that was more than he made. He had to hire his family out before he could make a living.
Yeah, he brought them up real well.
So many of them.
Yeah.
And now they've got all the grandchildren in there. They had started with that crop when we stopped fooling with them. All these little ones running around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Larry wasn't the youngest one, was he?
No, there were several more little ones there. But then the older ones were old enough to have children, and then they were all running around. Sticking around the house. Don't you want to ride down and see Collier with us?
What, you just going to teach?
Yeah. I'm going down to see where it is.
He wants to look at the school.
Just look at the school and see what it looks like.
I'd love to go. I got to go out here and work my cattle a little bit.
And Cookie coming up here?
Mm-hmm.
I might ride down with you. Goodness, if he's coming, he ought to come.
Yeah.
5 minutes to 5. Yeah. I didn't know it was that late.
It's
isn't that a good breeze?
Isn't it?
Did y'all have rain today?
Just a little bitty.
We had a real shower. Mm-hmm. It came blowing up all of a sudden, you know, and hit the place. What you got in here? Sewer, that something?
Sure, it's all got out there now.
And you fix it in a wire like that. Isn't that what that is right here, Chloe?
Yes.
I never have put any suet out. I just put out the wild bird seed and then throw out my breadcrumbs. I cut it up and throw it out for them.
Yeah.
They love that. God, you see my daddy? I grew all by myself. Look at that.
Well, what do you know? Isn't that beautiful?
It's almost gone. It's really kind of weak.
You cut it right away. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's just beautiful.
Isn't that huge, though?
Yeah.
I have that, and say the word, Mom.
Gladiolus.
Gladiolus.
Can't say why
you
didn't
say that simple word.
Mm.
I
used to sing Gladiolus.
That's
I don't know when I was ever so no count. Just no count.
You need Jerry talk. Get you a bottle and see what.
that's good.
What a difference it'll make. You jump up down here.